the last edition, we promised you reaction from the Sierra Leone government. Well, we have it. Mamadou Kakbo is Sierra Leone's Minister of Finance and Economic Development, and he's been speaking to Umaru Fofana in Freetown.
As far as I'm aware, there is no suspension of any support to Sierra Leone. We signed the program in June 2017. It's a $224 million program over a five-year period. And at signature, they provided some like $53 million U.S. dollars. $30 million U.S. dollars went direct to the budget, and the balance went to the Bank of Sierra Leone for to support the financial activities of the Sierra Leone. And the next review we have agreed following their last week visit is in May. The understanding we have is that the mission chief will come out immediately after the election to engage with the new president and have some understanding of his thinking. That will form the basis for the May review.
A leaked U.S. embassy cable quoted by Africa Confidential is saying that the IMF have suspended support to Sierra Leone. The $224 million you talk about, they say they've stopped after the $50 million tranche was paid.
My understanding of the way the IMF operates, if that's a major decision, if that were the case, they would put out a press release. So I'm not aware in any way, in any shape, in any form.
And you're not guilty of any brinkmanship. They are alleged to be saying that you agreed as a government to meet certain conditions which they say you have faulted on.
The issue on the table, two issues are on the table, to float the price of fuel and impose the levy on rice, which will be moved during the financial crisis. What we have agreed is that by the time of the second review, which we have not agreed is in March, those decisions should be taken.
And you have not defaulted on those conditions you agreed to meet anyway?
I've said to you that by the end of the second review, and I have said to you,